This is the story of you, the story that has shaped your day or maybe your entire life, where your story becomes our story, because without you, there is no me, and no me without you. Tune in each week as we share stories of life, yours and mine. Each episode will feature a special guest who shares with us their own truth. Join us as we uncover just how unique and similar we all are. This is the story of you and of me. I'm Donna Politis, your host. Welcome to My Spoken Truth.
But your work goes much deeper than that, because you look at limiting beliefs, you look at core values, you look at axias in Greek, you look at the stories that people get attached to, which you were just referring to, things that we have learned and picked up from our parents and generations before. We can't put all the blame on mom and dad. What are the other things, maybe one other takeaway that somebody watching us or listening to us, that they can take away from you today? Maybe a tiny askisi, I'm thinking in Greek now too.
Exercise.
A tiny exercise, thank you, that they can do even as we finish this broadcast and they put pen to paper.
Look, as I said before, there's not a secret successful formula, okay? But I believe that there are some steps that they are common to all the people that had a big success, a big story in their lives. So if they compare, okay, they try to read people that they are inspired, okay, maybe someone famous or someone that explores something, okay, and read what steps exactly did this person, okay, and write it down and do the same steps in their lives. I believe that sometimes the timing is it's fake. Okay, there's no time, good timing and bad timing. The best timing is the time that you decide to do the change. The time of the change is the right timing. So if they follow these steps, they will find their Ithaca, as we say, Ithaca of Kavafis. And they will enjoy the journey.
So you think having a mentor, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you say that use somebody as a mentor, as an example, to somewhat emulate or replicate their steps. It could be, it doesn't have to be someone famous, it could be a figure in their own life, somebody that they know.
Yes. You don't need to know him, you can read a book and you can get inspired from the person that wrote the book. What I understood from all this journey is that there is not a formula. You must just start from somewhere. First step, second step, third step. Maybe your 10th step, okay, doesn't seem that is similar to the second one or the first one, okay, but the first one brought you to the 10th step, okay. You must start from somewhere. It doesn't, you don't need to overthinking all the time. Get to action, do things, and then get the feedback. See what's good for you, keep it. What it's not good for you, okay, change it. And go on.
What you say sounds so simple. I think if there's one thing I've taken away from today's talk is exactly what you just said. Not to overthink, to take action steps, and then see the result and see the feedback Feedback is good, makes you feel good. You see something transforming in your life, manifesting, continue on that journey. Feedback not so good, change the trajectory.
And don't forget that when you're trying to do big changes in your life, your mind and your body will be the first enemy, okay? They don't love changes. So, of course, your mind will try to speak all the time and say to you, what are you doing now? Eh? And it will brought you problems, eh? But keep it, okay,
keep it at bay. Yeah. Somewhat silence those those thoughts that are not serving. They sound like they're not serving us. Mm-hmm. The mind could possibly try to control what our heart ultimately knows. And change isn't always pleasant. The human fears change.
Yes, of course. In the beginning, it's not a pleasant situation, for sure. But you must be focused on your target and
keep at it. What's next? We have your book coming out. I want to hear a little bit about that. Where can people find your book and so on?
Look, first it will be in Greek. 1 year it will be Greek, and after it we will translate it in English or some other languages. So if you are Greek, you can find it in the big bookstores, and of course from my pages, my Facebook pages, from the social media, I will promote it a lot.
Excellent, which we will also have linked to all of the My Spoken Truth social media, so people will be able to find you as they're watching this. And if somebody wants to come see you live, and or your English is absolutely wonderful, by the way, so you could have international English speaking clients, which you probably already
I need practice, but with you I think I will be better.
Well, I think it's phenomenal. So if people want to reach you, since my audience is mostly in Canada and the US, they can reach you through Skype, they can obviously email you and or find you on Facebook, and
yes,
you can fill them in on all the great things that you can make available to them in person and or online. You're such a warm personality. I am honored, deeply honored, that I can call you a friend, and you have helped me out of a few ditches of my own. And I really have to thank you for that.
Also, I want to thank you because I'm the first person that I'm invited in your place. So I'm also honored by being here today.
Wonderful.
And I wish you all the best, big success.
Thank you. Well, this is a journey made out of pure intention and purpose on my part. I started it 4 years ago. There must be something about these 4 and 5 year gaps of time where we uncover incredible aspects of ourselves. But I did begin it a while ago, and now it came back almost like a flash of lightning. I was a few months ago in another dip in my life. A friend of mine suddenly passed away, and it deeply affected me in ways that I actually didn't see coming. And it made me reassess and reevaluate life on all levels. And once that really took hold of me, I made a phone call to a trusted friend of mine, and she just started listing out all these projects that I had started and hadn't finished yet or hadn't continued. And this was the one. She just kept pressing the button, and she said, you bought the equipment, you've started this journey, what's holding you back? In fact, nothing should be holding you back, because you're mourning the loss of your friend, you're contemplating what is this grander purpose of life, and then there's this thing that you want to give back through this podcast. And really, it's about connecting with folks like you and connecting with the audience so that everybody can get that one next level up in their lives, or 10 levels, or 1,000 levels, however fast they want to go. And so she reminded me, and I believe it was the very next day when I restarted again. So we do need a support system. You and I were talking about this earlier when we were making our tea. We need support systems. We need people that are vibrating and or thinking, feeling at a similar level so that they can help push us above and beyond our own limiting beliefs.
This is very important, yes.
That's something you believe in, I know, since we've talked about that since I first met you.
Yes.
Wonderful. So everyone's going to find Dimitri on Facebook. You're going to flood him with friend requests. We're all going to get his book. I'm inviting you to find us on Instagram and find us on Facebook and all the social media outlets. So thank you again, Dimitri, so much.
Donna.
It's a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.